Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our shiur on the sugya in kedushin chasam and beis of chatzar ashutfin. That the gemara says that if a man says to a woman, "Marry me with this mana," and she says to put it on her rack, she's mikudeshes. If the rack belonged to both of them, Rav Bibi asks, "What's the din?" We said teiku, and the Rashi says that when she's married, it's al tzchatzer, because chatzer is adam kona. That would mean that if it's a chatzer mishutefes, the question is she married if the chatzer belongs to both of them? And the Ketosis and the Rashi ask, what do you mean? Chatzer shel shneim is not kona. We have a Gemara in Bava Basra to that effect. So how can you, Rashi, say that we have a suffix if chatzer shel shneim is kona for her? It's not. Chatzer shel shneim ain't kona b'zemizeh. So we discussed this in the first two shiurim, and we started a mahalach, and now I hope you heard those. Now we shall continue. We can be mechadesh as follows: that chotzer ashutfin, that's not kone, that's dafka when they're shutfin and the etzem habailus, that the bailus of each one of them that we saw above a basra, that chotzer ashutfin is not kone, the bailus of each one is migareya, negates the bailus of his friend. Avo. In an instance where each of them has a bailus miyuchedes, where each of them has a special bailus, even though each of them is considered a bailim in the guf hachotzer, that's not migareya b'toras kinyan chotzer. If I have a special kinyan in this chotzer, and you have a bazundar, a different kinyan in the chotzer, that's not monea bailus, that's not monea the kinyan. Ukigon, what would be an example of that? Chotzer aschura. That even if we say that a rented courtyard, that it's kone la socher and not la maskir, is only mitzad the rishus, because whose rishus is it now? If I'm renting right now, I'm sitting in a rented apartment in Givas Ze'ev, is my apartment the owner, my landlord's rishus? Absolutely not. It's my rishus. And before he comes in, he knocks. If we're nice, we let him in and we give him a big check for rent. So the rishus is mine, and that's why it's only konet for the socher, not the maskir. But the etzem hachotzer were both shutfin. Why? My landlord, because the guf hachotzer is his, and me, because I'm zakai b'chol tashmishel, I can use this apartment freely. I go upstairs, I go downstairs, I go into the kitchen, I go into the bomb shelter. Bomb shelter is also a bedroom. They call it a cheder mamad. Why? I don't know. But that's what they call it. We try not to go in there because we try not to have bombs, but one of my sons uses it also as a bedroom. In any event, that's really off the topic. So this guf hachotzer belongs to the landlord, and the tashmish hachotzer, the rishus hachotzer, is mine. Shnei kinyanim shonim. But there's no giron here in chotzer ashutfin, because the maskir has a kinyan beguf kulo, and the socher, the renter, has a kinyan haishtamshus. And as long as they're not shutfin in the zelba bailus, as long as they're not partners in the same ownership, they can each make a kinyan. The socher, according to Rashi, and also the Rashi in the Tur, the socher is the one who's kone if it belongs to the socher and the maskir. But we don't have a problem here of chatzer ashutfin ain't konim zemizeh, because we have different kinyanim, and the different kinyanim enables in the area enables one to make a kinyan. We're coming from different places. The maskir is coming from bailus be'etzem achatzer, And the Socher is coming from Bailas and the Rishus Achotze, Tashmishi Achotze. And now we can explain the Rosh. We learned the Tshuvas HaRosh in the previous shir, where the Heilige Rosh says that you had Shimon was living with Reuven together. He was paying Reuven rent. Shimon found a Metziah. And we asked, what's the din? And the Rosh shocked us. And he said that, hey, Chatzar HaShutfin Konim Zemi Zeh. If you have a chatzar or a shutfin, they can be koneh from each other. And certainly from a third party. So if you have this house belongs to both of them. So the metziah belongs to both of them. And then we said, whoa, T.O. coach, time out. It's not true. This chatzar, the Gemara says that chatzar or a shutfin ain't koneh zemizeh. The Rosh says it is. What's the Rosh talking about? In the case of the Rosh, Reuven brings Shimon into his house. So even though mitzad that they're shutfin birishus hachotzer, because they're both using the chotzer together, and that doesn't create a problem of chotzer ashutfin, as we explained in the previous shir, that there's no giron of chotzer ashutfin mitzad rishus hachotzer. The only problem is etzem hachotzer. If the etzem hachotzer belongs to both of them, so each one of their bailus in the chotzer is preventing the kinyan of the other. But when it comes to usage of the chotzer, they both have usage completely in the whole chotzer, both of them, so that doesn't prevent the kinyan. So even though there's no giron, there's no problem in the chotzer ashutfin. As far as Rishus HaChotzer goes, but there is a problem here, Mitzad Etzem HaChotzer. Because even if we say that if it's a rented courtyard, it's not considered that the Etzem HaChotzer L'inyan Kinyan Chotzer belongs to the Maskir, because the Etzem HaChotzer L'inyan Kinyan is the Schus HaShimush BaChotzer, which the Maskir doesn't have. But here they're both allow to use it. And if so, they have shutfis be'etzem hachotzer. So you're right. There's no problem mitzad the rishus. In our case, there's no problem mitzad the rishus, because they're both allowed to use the whole thing. But here there's a giron mitzad etzem achotzer. In our case, they're both allowed to use the whole thing. So therefore, there's a problem of shutfus be'etzem achotzer. In our case, they're both using the whole thing. So you're right, maybe as far as kinyan goes, it doesn't belong to the renter alone. Because maybe L'inyan Kinyan, it's all about the schus of the shimush. But in our case, they both have schus shimush in the whole thing. And since they both have schus shimush in the whole thing, so now we have to say that the etzem hachotzer, there's a shutfus in the etzem hachotzer. And mitzad this shutfus, there shouldn't be a Kinyan. So the fact that the maskir can use the chatzer as well as the socher can use the chatzer, that now is migareya, the kinyan of the socher. Because if the socher were living there alone, so it's no problema. The kinyan is being made by the socher because it's his rishus. But here it's not just the Socher's Rishus. It's just as much the Maskir's Rishus. So you're right. You can both use the courtyard equally. So as far as Rishus, you don't have a problem. But the fact that they're both able to use it, even the Maskir is able to use it, they have equal Ishtamshus. So now we're asking ourselves, who does the Etzem HaChatzer belong to? And I'll tell you exactly who the Etzem HaChatzer belongs to. Both of them. The Maskir, because he really owns it. And the Socher, because he's paying rent, and Schiris is also a Kenyan. That allows him to have full complete use. So he has full complete use. That makes it his. So that means that he has a certain type of bailus in the Chatzar. And the Maskir also has a bailus in the Chatzar, certainly. It's his Chatzar. If he wouldn't be living there, then Alt Kinyan, it's only the Socher's. But once he's living there, so now we look again at his Rishus in the Etzem HaChatzer, and we say, oh, you really do have Rishus in the Etzem HaChatzer. And if you weren't living here, then it would just be the Maskir's, because what's making the Kinyan is the Schus Ishtamshus. But here you both have Schus Ishtamshus. So since you both have Schus Ishtamshus, so it comes out then that the Etzem HaChatzer is really both of yours. Alt Kinyan. If the Socher wouldn't be here, then we would say he just has Etzem HaChatzer. And the Maskir has Schus Ishtamshus. Schus Ishtamshus makes the Kinyan. The Socher has Schus Ishtamshus. Schus Ishtamshus makes the Kinyan. And Shalom Al Yisrael. But since the Socher is here, that creates a very serious problem. Because not only is the Etzem HaChatzer his, mitzvah that the Etzem HaChatzer is his, but he has equal Schus Ishtamshus for the Socher. So as far as Rishus goes, and Achinami, they can both be completely both theirs. But we're also asking who the Etzem HaChatzer belongs to as far as Kenyan is concerned. And the answer is both of them. Since they have 100% complete rights in the whole Chatzer, to use the whole Chatzer, it's considered that the Etzem HaChatzer belongs to both of them. So what are we going to do now? So if that's the problem, it's not this Shutfus, it shouldn't be Konin. So there's a Shutfus be'etzem HaChatzer now. And mitzad this Shutfus, we shouldn't be able to be Konin. Nobody should be able to be Konin. And why do we say that they're both Konin? The Rush said they're both Konin this Aveda. Why? So the Mishnah, the Magid Mishnah in the 30th Perek of Hilchos Mechira, writes in the name of the Rashba, Mochar bal b'nichse ishto l'peirus harishus b'yado ava mochar gufu peirus afilu amelokech anichuli v'ochel peirus kol yimei ha'bal ein shomin lo shabal lo mochar lo ala gufu peirus umekach echodu v'keven shemikcho batul b'guf v'ein ha'peirus ela mikoach ha'karka ha'kol batul v'afilu peirus ein ha'ocha. That if the husband sells his wife's nechasim for the peirus, he's allowed to. If he's mocher the guf and the peirus, even if the lokeach says, all I'm going to do is eat the peirus all the life of the baal, we don't listen to him. Because the baal sold the guf and the peirus, and it's one mekach, and we know that a husband can't sell the guf akarka, belongs to his wife, only the husband gets to use the peirus. And since his mekach is batul, since the mekach is batul baguf, the peirus are only coming mikoch the karka. It's all batul, and he doesn't even get peirus if he's trying to sell the peirus and the karka. Segaitnish mitten karka. So also he's not able to sell the peirus because the whole peirus are predicated on the karka. If the etzem haguf isn't nimkar. So the Paris aren't Nimkar either. So the whole sale is off. Frag the Mishnah Lamelech in the 12th parak of Hilchos Zechiyu Matan Halacha Yud Gimel that the Rashba contradicts himself from what the Ran brings. Later on Mem Beis Amud Beis in his name, that somebody who sold karka to his friend and part of it is found to be stolen, the mekach is kayam b'sha'ar, the rest of the karka is sold. And we see from here that we don't say that since he sold the whole karka ke'echad, it's not bought, whatever he's allowed to sell isn't sold. No, we don't say that. What do we say? We say that whatever he sold, what he didn't sell, he didn't sell. So how's that different from the goof in the Paris case? And the goof in the Paris, we said like this. Since he can't sell the goof, he tried to sell goof in Paris, he can't sell the goof. The mail of the goof is off and the Paris are off. So if that's the case, then if I sold land that's partly stolen, partly not stolen, since I can't sell this part that's stolen, I also can't sell the part that's not stolen, the whole thing is off. So if you can't make a kinyan lechatzayin, you can't make a kinyan lechatzayin in either case. So Maishna, so the Rashba apparently is Sosa himself. And then Esivis, Simon Kuf Pei Beis, Esiv Katan Ches. He's Miyashev, that Gufu Peiris is different. Because Mechiras Peiris alone the mechiras peris lechudayu lo mahani elikish mocher guf la peris. The kaven shabal mocher becheskas shakarka shalo umocher kol aguf nimtza shah peris hein memela la lokech machmas mechiras aguf. The kaven shemechiras aguf betela memela ga mechiras aperis betela. Aber gab ein Macher Karka, wenn nimmt es Chetze Gesuhle, schein macht es Karka zu, ba, mi koch macht es a Karka Schnee, Shabir auf den Mechira Kemis, Bekula Reo Kemis, Bemachatzisa. The Nesivus HaMishpah makes a very logical distinction. When I'm selling the Guf HaKarka and the Peris HaKarka, since it's assumed that I'm selling the Guf as well, the Peris are only being sold als Guf, ancillary to the goof, is tuffle to the goof. That's what Paris are. They're coming from the goof. V'kevin shemitcho batel b'goof v'ein peros elam mikoach hakarkas is the Rashba kol batel. Since the mekach is batel the goof hakarka and the peros are only coming from the karka, the whole sale is off. But mechtzo there's two different things. There's what was stolen, what wasn't stolen. What was stolen isn't sold, and what wasn't stolen is sold. Two different things. So you can make a half a sale. So can you make a half a sale? Yes. But not when you're selling goof and Paris HaKarka. There, you're only selling the Paris because they're coming from the goof. Kemet Shemikro Batu Begoof. And the Paris are only mikoach the goof. So once you're mevatel one, you're mevatel the other. You're mevatel the goof, you're mevatel Paris. Paris only coming from the goof. But if you have a sale that's half yes, good, and half no good, whatever is good is good, whatever works works, whatever doesn't doesn't. One half isn't dependent on the other. And we learn from this that somebody who has a kinyan gamur and a chayfetz, the gedder is not that he has two different kinyanim in the chayfetz, kinyan aguf and kinyan aperus. No, he has one kinyan aguf, and the perus come automatically. And only if you're mocher guf hakarka for the perus, there the lokeach has a chalos kinyan that's special for the perus. Because the whole mitzias of kinyan aperis is only without the goof. And therefore, if you're mocher, a kinyan gamur, all you have is mechiras haguf, and then the peiros are batal to the guf. So when we talk about a kinyan, it's not two different kinyan. It's not a kinyan of the guf and kinyan of the peiros. If we're being selling just the peiros, he's making a kinyan. It's not peiros. Peiros is different than the guf. But if you're selling the guf, he's not selling the guf and the peiros. He's just selling the guf, and the peiros are memela. Peiros are automatic. And if you're mevatel the mechira on the guf, then the mechira on the peiros is also batel. So if you're just selling peiros, you're selling peiros. But if you're selling the guf, the peiros are automatic. And if the guf is batel, guf hakarka, the peiros are also batel automatically. And according to this, it emerges that if you have a soicher and a maskir, that even in an instance where the maskir leaves himself as chus ishtamshus together with the soicher, like in the case of the Rosh, that Shimon, the renter, lives with Reuven, nevertheless, they have different kinyanim. How do they have different kinyanim? They both have the same kinyan. They both have a schus ishtamshus, right? No. This maskir's kinyan is kinyan aguf. And the peiros, the schus ishtamshus, memela, that he gets to use. But he only has a kinyan aguf. And the socher, the socher only has schus ishtamshus, and the maskir doesn't have a shutfus in this schus of the socher. Even though mitzad his bailus, he has the shtamshus, but that's not his kinyan. His kinyan is a kinyan of the guf. He owns the guf achotzer. He owns the guf abayis. The socher is chus ishtamshus. Two different things. Ah, beautiful. So now we get back to what we said. That mitzat etzim hachotzer, this is not considered a chotzer hashutfim. Mitzad etzem achotzer, this chotzer is not considered a chotzer ashutfin. Why not? Because each of them has a different kinyan. We said before that if each of them has a different kinyan, that enables in the chotzer, that enables the kinyan to happen, as long as they don't have the same kinyan. The maskir has a kinyan beguf achotzer, and the socher has the ishtamshus. And even though the maskir is living there, nevertheless, it's only a kinyan aguf, and he's not a shutuf in the schus ha-ishtamshus of the other person. You're going to say to me, yeah, but he's mishtamesh. But you know that his schus ha-ishtamshus is only novea, it's only flowing from his kinyan of guf. So the maskir has a kinyan of the guf, and the socher has a kinyan ishtamshus. Two different kinyanim. So that's in the etzem achotzer. What about Rishus? The Rishus is Mishutefes. They're both equally using the Rishus. But we said before that the Rishus, but the Etzem, but we wanted to say that in the Etzem HaChotzer, they're Shutfin. The answer is they're not. Because they have different approaches to the Etzem HaChotzer. The Maskir, Etzem HaChotzer, and the Socher, Hishtamshus b'chotzer, two different things. So the socher's bailus in the chotzer, the socher's bailus in the chotzer comes from his hishtamshus. The maskir's comes from his kinyan in the guf. And what about the rishus? They're equal, but that doesn't bother us. There's no giron in shutfus. We said the only giron, the only problem in shutfus is they have their shutfim the etzem achotzer. And now, for Enfert, Shitas HaRosh. the Rush said that when there's a socher and a maskir, chatzer ashutfen konum zemize. We said, what are you talking about? The Gemara says not like that. No, even though chatzer ashutfen einum konum zelaze, that's because the etzem achatzer is mishutefes. Like we said, mashen kein, if you bring your friend in to live in your house, then mitzad etzem achatzer there's no giron. Why is it no giron mitzad etzem achatzer? Because they have two different kinyanim in the etzem achatzer. Him mitzad the tzocha mitzad the shtamshes and the maski mitzad the etzem, and the shtamshes only is nover from the etzem. So on that. And what is what? Where is there a shutfus? That it's a reshus hamishutefes. So there, the Rush proved very well from Baba Basra. Chatzar ashutfin taka konim zemizeh. Why? Because we established the Gemara is talking about modat v'niach b'toch kupaso, that he puts it in the kalim of the lokeach. That by having your own kli in the chatzar, the etzem achatzar is considered yours b'shleimus. And what is still Meshutaf? The Rishos. And that the Gemara says, Chatzer HaShutfin Kone. And the Rishos HaMeshutafis doesn't bother us. That's what the Rush means. When the Rush is talking about the Socher and the Masker, when he says Chatzer HaShutfin Kone, he was talking about the Rishos, the ability to use the Chatzer. The fact that it's both their domains. They both have complete Schos Hishtamshus. That doesn't bother us, you see, from the Gemara. It only bothers us that the Etzem HaChatzer is Meshutaf. And if it's Kalim of the Lokeach, you don't have a problem with Etzem HaChatzer. And you all, because the Etzem HaChatzer belongs to the Lokeach. And if you have two different kinyanim in the Etzem HaChatzer, as you do with the Socher and Maskir, as we said, then it also doesn't bother us. So he says, look, Chatzer HaShutvin, it's called Zemizah. If it's a Rishus, I'm a Shutefes. What about the Etzem HaChatzer with the Socher and the Maskir? It's not a problem. Beautiful. Kishmak. You're such a Torah, Medarf Tansen Oifin Tish. And also we had a problem with the Yerushalmi. What was our problem with the Yerushalmi? There we saw that Chatzar HaShutfin is not Kona Mitzia. Because they were talking about Chatzar HaShutfin Gemura. The Etzem HaChatzar belongs to both of them. Oh, the Etzem HaChatzar belongs to both of them. You can't make such a kinyan. What? Just like Shutfin can't be Konim Zemizeh. You can't be cornered from a third party. Because the Etzem HaChatzar is Meshutif to both of them. They have the same kinyan in the Etzem HaChatzar. Zeh lo olech. Aval ma ken? Kishyesh kinyan shone lekol achad be'etzem HaChatzar, hareshut ha-meshutefet l'shneihem lo mafriya lanu. Az kan yesh la socher kinyan hishtamshut gmura, שזה עושה את עצם החצר לשלו, ולמזכיר יש קניין בעצם החצר, ורק ההשתמשות, זכות ההשתמשות נובעת מהקניין בעצם החצר, אבל זה קניין שונה מהסוחר, אז עצם החצר יש שני קניינים שונים, ולכן הקניין זה מאפשר שכל אחד יכול לקנות, אבל יש בעיה של רשות משותפת, הרי רשות משותפת לגמרי לשניהם, אז התשובה היא בגמרא כתוב, שרשות משותפת חצר השותפים קונים זה מזה, רק עצם החצר הגמרא אומרת שהכלים צריכים להיות של הלוקח, זה עצם החצר, אבל הרשות, זכות ההשתמשות זה של שניהם. זו כוונת הגמרא, כמו שאמרנו בשיעור הקודם, שחצר השותפים קונים זה מזה, כי רשות משותפת זה לגמרי של ראובן, לגמרי של שמעון, ואין בעיה, זה לא מונע. אני יכול לגמרי, אני משתמש בחצר הזה לגמרי בלי שום בעיות. גם אתה, אחד לא מפריע לשני בקניינים. רק מה אמרנו? רק מה אמרנו? אמרנו כשבעצם החצר שני המשותפים, זה כבר לא. למה? כי אנחנו מדברים פה על בעלות הפורמלית, ומה ששייך לזה לא שייך לזה, מה שייך לזה לא שייך לזה, כמו שהר"ן אומר. ולכן יכול להיות שאני עושה קניין במה ששייך לך, אז כל הקניין של כל אחד בחצר מפריע לשני. אבל אם זה סוחר ומזכיר, כמו שאמרנו, אין שום בעיה. כי המזכיר, למזכיר יש בעלות בעצם החצר, מצד עצם החצר. לסוחר יש בעלות בעצם החצר משד ההשתמשות בחצר. שני קניינים שונים, אין בעיה מצד עצם החצר. ולגבי רשות המשותפת, יש לנו בגמרא שאם זה רשות, שניים יכולים להשתמש, בבקשה. אין שום בעיה. אז פה, העבידה מציעה שייכת באמת לשניהם. לפי זה אפשר ליישב גם דברי רש"י, שראינו שהוא כותב שמדובר שהסלע של, של, של שניהם, אם זה שלה היא קונה מדין חצר, ולכן אם זה של שניהם, השאלה של רב ביבי הייתה אם אפשר לקנות מדין חצר משותפת. ואנחנו שאלנו, הרי חצר השותפים לא קונים זה מזה, אז איך יהיה פה קידושים? אז צריכים להקדים את שיטת בעל האיתו בראש מאמר סחירות. ששכירות מקום שהוזכרה בכל מקום קונה מדין אגב, זה קניין אגב ולא דין קניין חצר. שחצר סחורה אינה קונה לסוחר. מדין קניין חצר. So the yisod of the Baal HaItur is that chatzir schura doesn't acquire for the socher. Midin kinyan chatzir. And we have to understand that, because we have a Gemara in Gittin not like that. The Gemara in Gittin says, and if ein zayin amid beis, hahu gavra, de zarek la gita le debisu. There was a certain man who threw a get to his wife. Havakayma b'chatzer, azal gita nafal b'pislah. So this get that he threw to his wife fell on a piece of wood. And Rav Yosef says, we see, if it has Dalet Amos al Dalet Amos, Polag L'Rishus L'Navshe, it's his own Rishus, and it's not Bata L'Gabe HaChotzer Ve'ena Megureshes, if it's 4x4, it hits its own rishus, it's not batel to the chatzer, and it's not migureshes, didn't fall in the chatzer. And if not, it's one rishus with the chatzer, if it's not arba al arba. And the Gemara there, the Maskana, says that we're talking about his chatzer. He lent her a place in his chatzer to be kona the get. And the reason, if it fell on the wood, if it's 4x4 and it's its own rishus, she's not divorced, Because a person lends out one place, he doesn't lend out two places. So it's mefurish from this Gemara that if you have a chotzer hasheula, it works me beget, because you see that if it falls in the chotzer, or what's batel to the chotzer, if the wood isn't big enough, so that's enough for her to be divorced. And here we're not talking midin agav, because you need hashalas makom haget liikuva. If it was agav, that you're kona one thing, agav another, so it doesn't have to be that place. You could be kona the one karka here and the get there. But here, you have to have the makom of the get. So we're not talking about a kinyan agav over here. We're talking about a kinyan chatzar. That it's in the chatzar. That's how the kinyan is made. So how can the itter say, the Bala itter say, that schiris makom is not kona midin chatzar? We see in this Gemara that it is, that the get goes into the chatzar, and it's kona midin chatzar, not midin agav. It has to go into that place that was rented out, not like the Bala itter. Midarv zogin, we have to say from this what? That the itter is mode. That even though chatzer has schura, isn't effective for a kinyan, for a get it is. He said chatzer schura is ineffective for kinyan. He didn't say get. For get it is effective. Because a get only requires nesina, not a kinyan. And nesinas haget l'chatzer aschur is considered nesina. And the explanation is that chatzer aschur, that it doesn't work for a kinyan, is because the etzem hachatzer is knuya l'maskir. But the rishus is of the socher. He's the bailim l'inyan schus ishtamshus. And therefore a get, that all we need by a get is nesina liyada. It's enough that the chatzir is her rishus, and you don't need that the etzem chatzir should belong to her. And only in kinyanim the chatzir is only kone if the etzem chatzir is his. And therefore b'chatzir aschur, since the goof of the chatzir is of the maskir, the socher can't be kone in the chatzir aschur. But if we're dealing with a get where you don't need a kinyan, all you need is a nesina, there a chatzar eschura works, a chatzar shula works. Ulefizev shal yashev et shitat Rashi. Because since we explained from the Rosh that chatzar hashutfin ein konim zemizem, the chisaron is only mitzad etzem hachatzar hametshutefes, but mitzad the rishus. It's very good, there's no problem. It's considered a rishus gemura of each of the shutfim. And there's no problem of kinyan, alts the rishus hametshutefes. So we can say that only applies to a kinyan. By a kinyan, we say that the chatzer ashutfin ein konim zemizeh. But by kesef kiddushin, that, as Rav Chaim explained in a previous shir, that its din is that of a get, that it's enough to just do an asina, that doesn't have to be a kinyan. Well, the inyan asina, as we just saw, all you need is rishus, even without the etzem achotzer. Like we saw b'shitas bala itter, that's how Rabbi Yashi the bala itter, that by get, it doesn't have to be the etzem, doesn't have to be yours, as long as you have a rishus in it, that's enough. So by kedushin, the same would apply. So now it's very good that if you have a chatzer, that both the Baal and the Isha are shutef in the chatzer, that can be konikas of kiddushin. Givaldik. Why can a chatzer and a shutefis be konikas of kiddushin? Because it's not a kinyan. You can't make a kinyan where the etzem hachatzer belongs to shutfim. But an esina from one to the other, that you can do. That you can do, even if it belongs to both of them. And that, in a word, you know, it took us probably over an hour to get there, but that, in a word, is pshat in Rashi. That the chatzer ha-shutfin can possibly be good for Kedusha Isha, because it's not a kinyan, it's an asina. An asina you can do in a chatzer meshutefes. I, Rav Bibi, wasn't sure. He said, Sela shel shneim mahu. What's the problem? Nesina, right? Could be both of theirs. So his suffix is, on one hand, maybe it should be effective. Like we said. Because there's no chisar in here. The rishus belongs to both of them. Umeidach, we can say, on the other hand, that rishus ha-mishutefes is considered his rishus. That's only where the etzem ha-chatzer is his. Where the etzem ha-chatzer is his, we can say that the rishus ha-mishutefes doesn't bother us. What would be a case like that? Gemara in Bava Basra. Gemara in Bava Basra that we learn says like this, that if you have your own kupa, which belongs to you, in other words, the etzem ha-chatzer is yours, there, we say, what about the rishus is mishutefes? It's in their common rishus, it's in their common chatzer. We said it doesn't bother us. Because the etzem ha-chatzer is yours, the rishus and mishutefes doesn't bother us, that's fine. Or like in the case of the Rosh, that the etzem ha-chatzer isn't considered mishutefes because each of them has a different kinyan in the chatzer. But besela shel shneihem, that the etzem ha-chatzer is also mishutef. The etzem is mishutef and the rishus is mishutef. That's too much for us. You want to say that it doesn't bother us? The rishus and mishutefes, that's fine as long as the etzem belongs to him, or as long as he's a different kinyan in the etzem. But if they both have an equal kinyan in the etzem, that can't be considered nesina. And that was the suffix of Rav Bibi. The Gemara fear tois mitateku. Is that something? Like I said, the whole day. To dance like this when you hear Torahs like this. I hope you follow it. If you didn't follow, you can call me up, you can email me, I'll try to explain. If I understood myself, maybe I didn't get anything, maybe I didn't understand a thing. Who knows? So we should all be Zelchem Mitzashem, Lumod Ulamid Lishma Velasos, where the Kaim is called Divrei Samu Torah So Biahava. And the good news is that this simon of the Shari Chaim that we learned together is not over. There's more. So I'm hoping, Mitzashem, that in the fourth shir, we will, B'li Neder, I hope, Hashem should give me the Koach and the Moach, we will complete it and hopefully learn a lot more together. I again thank the sponsors of our shir. And I encourage others to join and be a partner in Zikui HaRabim. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.